On this week's episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, we bring back special guest Jose Lopez, and we introduce him to our brand new game, DALL-E. Also, we give you feedback on Netflix's Luke Cage and what we thought about the premiere of The Walking Dead. All that next.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 29 of the Real Mentors Podcast. This is our TV special, as we are movie-centric in episode 28. Always glad to be here, myself, and we have a special guest, of course, continuing his presence here with us. Of course, the man we know as Lopez, Mr. Top 10 himself. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you once again for bringing me on.
No, we appreciate having you here again, joining us 2 weeks in a row. And of course, as always, we're joined by, we'll start with my right this time, because I always forget this guy, Top Billing sometimes, you know, our technical producer, the man who fired Pikachu, of course, the spokesman for Left Field Productions himself, former host of The Foreign Corner, George. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys?
And of course, the head of the girlslife.com studios himself, the man that only brings fear, Luke Cage, the only one who can do that.
That's right.
Mr. Mike Rose.
We're sitting here in the girlslife.com warehouse.
Well, it looks like a warehouse, actually. There's boxes everywhere.
Yeah, getting stuff ready to go to furnished by Amazon, so... Fun stuff, man.
Yeah, this time of the year. So, you know, it's the season.
It's the most wonderful time. Mm-hmm.
This is a Christmas show, man. Yeah, we'll do it later. Right. But either way.
We do have to have a Christmas show.
We need a top 10 Christmas movies, too.
I think we should.
Oh, no, there's a lot of good
Christmas specials.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah, but we'll do that. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves. Still a couple months away. We'll finish with October 1st, November, before we get to that point. But before we get started, I actually, Miller error due to time where I didn't get to the game I came up with called DALL-E. Of course, which I want to do every time we have a special guest, as we do now. So it's a movie. It's not based on TV. It's a movie-based show. So I want to try it out, see how it works out. So first we need, obviously, Lopez will be one of the contestants. And I think George should go first because he's our producer and all that.
Okay.
So basically, this is how it's going to work. I got two versions of this game. Okay. We'll do it this way. So it's almost kind of like a name that tune-ish. Okay. So basically, I'm going to throw out, you know, an actor, an actress, whatever. So now you guys are going to have to bet somewhat who can name the most movies. So, for example, I say Julia Roberts. I say George goes first. George says, I can name 10 of her movies.
Wow.
So now Lopez has to say either I'll name more or, okay, DALL-E.
Oh, DALL-E.
Okay. And name the movies. Nice. So you can do it. So obviously, it's also strategic. So you may start low, may start high. If you know an actor, you know a lot of movies. And see who and Sue has the most knowledge for that particular actress or actor. So I'm going to choose one at random here.
Okay.
We'll start the inaugural DALL-E session. So who wants to bet first? You want to let a guest, George, go first?
Yeah,
okay.
Guess. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me pick an actor out of my head. Let's do Julia Roberts.
Wow, okay.
Do Julia Roberts movies. And these are movies that she could be a starring or a cameo, as long as she's in the film in any capacity. No voice work, though. Okay. Just stick just with the live work. Okay. And so, Lopez, how many movies can you name?
I can name four.
That's it? Four. George, can you do better than that?
I think I can. I'm trying to look. I'm trying to remember.
No, IMDb. Okay, his computer's not handing me. Okay, good.
No, I think I can name probably like five.
Five. Got it. All that for five.
Nah, because I'm thinking six. But I can six. I can name six. But I can name six. But
you want to do six?
I'll do six.
Jose?
Six.
Higher or DALL-E? DALL-E? Just with six?
On the spot, DALL-E.
That's... Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
Okay, so we got six. You got 10 seconds between movies, so don't take a year. I'll start now. Right. Go.
Wow. See, I'm thinking. Okay, Julia Roberts movies. Obviously, Pretty Woman.
Okay.
One. The one that she was with the damn.
Come on, man.
No, I'm on the spot here. The one which she did with Steel Magnolias.
Okay, two.
Let me see. Oh, the one that she, Notting Hill.
Okay. That's three. Three more.
The one with Denzel Washington that she's on the newspaper with Nick Nolte.
I forgot that movie.
It's something like newspaper. Man, what's that?
Okay, five.
Yeah.
Four. Three.
I forget. Oh, the one that she did the Snow White thing with the mirror. You know,
three movies?
That's three movies.
Just for fun. Just
to steal.
Just steal. Go.
Pelican Brief.
That's the one.
Pelican Brief.
That's Pelican Brief.
Was it Mirror Mirror?
Yeah, that's the Mirror Mirror, the one that's Snow White.
The one Snow White, I think.
Yeah, that's
yes,
the Mirror
you're right.
Mirror.
Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
See?
Yes.
So you got Runaway Bride.
Five.
You got Mother's Day, a recent
six.
One.
Six. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sleeping with the Enemy, Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich, I forgot that one.
Hook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sleeping with the Enemy. Sleeping with the Enemy. Yeah.
The Pressure. Yeah.
Conspiracy Theory.
I Can't Stand Her. My Best Friend's Wedding.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Guys, I only six? You can name six.
Sorry. You're like Pressure.
Yeah,
it was Pressure.
What was the one where she played Mary something, where she was the sister of Frankenstein, the guy?
Oh, Mary Shelley's
Frankenstein.
Yeah, right. She was in that. Yeah, oh my God, you're right. Oh, God, disappointing round.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, George, like it's Pressure. Yeah,
congrats,
like,
Lopez.
I was sitting here listening to him struggle with two, and I was like,
well, then maybe you can.
Let's do one more. That was too short. Let's do one more. Okay, here we go. Mike, you want it? Or you want a revenge, George?
No, not George.
Want a rubber match with Lopez?
Rubber match?
Revenge?
I'll think we'll do it later.
You start the betting.
I'm an actor. Okay, let me see.
I got one. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do it easy for you, George.
Thanks.
George Clooney.
George Clooney. All right. George goes first. How many can you name?
So you're going to put me on the spot here. I'm going to put seven.
Seven. Lopez?
Dale.
Dale. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a high number.
It is? Man, okay.
I think so.
I can. Okay, go ahead. Okay. I'm thinking about this.
Obviously. Okay. Do the oceans count?
Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. Yeah, Sequels count.
Oceans, you know, 11, 12, 13.
That's three. That's three. Easy.
Then Old Brother. Where Art Thou?
Okay. All right. Okay. Four.
Four Kings.
Right.
Yeah, four brothers.
Three kings.
Sorry,
three kings.
Yeah, three kings.
Okay, it's five.
The one where he's the what do you call it? The astronaut that you know with Sandra Bullock.
I know the movie. Come on, he's a lot more than that. We got.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the one that he's with. I'm thinking. The one where he's with the...
Come on. I'm going to give you 10 seconds here.
Oh, the Up. You know,
okay.
Not Up.
It's not the name of the movie.
What's Up?
No, it's...
I know what you're talking about.
It's the airplane movie that he flies all over the place.
It has a name.
Goodness gracious.
Come on, George. Five, four, three, two, and the winner once again. Lopez hasn't had to guess it. He dialed you and you went out like a little.
That's no problem, bro.
What else?
So many more. Out of sight.
Yeah, out of sight. Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's seven.
From Dust Till Dawn.
Gravity one. That's the one I was trying to look for.
Yeah. Oh my God, George.
And then who started going?
It was up in the air. Yeah, it was up in the air. You know, but you guys are like putting me on the spot. That's not fair.
What's not fair? We're all on the spot.
Hail Caesar out here.
Hail Caesar.
Now I remember. I'm like, really, bro?
When the lights are on, it's easy. Until the lights come on.
Hey, Hail Caesar. You're like, I'm going to think of so many. Like, not even fair, bro.
I thought I was giving you a gift.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that was
easy, though.
I was thinking like 10 to 12.
Yeah, Money Monster, whatever, you know.
Yeah, wow. I had a couple of good ones.
I had the Ides of March.
I'll say these other ones for later.
It was the Ides of March that he's like
Ides
split.
Of March. You know, the attorney one, Michael Clayton. Michael Clayton is another one. Yeah. It's ton. Wow.
Syriana.
Yeah, the Fantastic Mr. Fox. Yeah, you know.
But no voice work.
Good night. What's it?
Good night and good luck.
Good night and good luck.
Yeah. The Syriana.
The Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
The Solaris.
I didn't say good way. I said anyway.
Solaris. Even Spy Kids.
Solaris.
Yeah,
but.
Spy Kids. Using that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't remember either.
In the first one, yeah, he's in.
Okay, fair enough. So anyway, it's okay. Lopez, we'll keep track. We'll keep a record.
Yeah.
Lopez 2-0 in Dali. Good for you, George. Ah, the best in the business, my ass, dude. Your embarrassment.
Yeah, it's on the spot pressure.
The best
man.
In the business, me and my girls, along with George. So, either way. So, that was cool. So, I like that.
Hey, that's what we produce.
That's what
we
produce.
You, hey, you know, you guys can save me, Dali. You know, like Mel Gibson. I'll give you Mel Gibson.
Oh, that's next time, dude. The game's over, dude. Yeah, we'll have our shot down the road. Get all the guests on here. And
oh, so I gotta be there in this one? No.
Come on.
I can see how the game can evolve. Like, you can use a friend, maybe. Just use it once.
We could evolve. Yeah, this was the first time. Like I said, it just came out. Well, we could have definitely. That was Team 1.
We're supposed to be genius.
Or exactly. Oh, the other game I have, which we'll do later on, is one where I name an actor.
For the pressure.
And y'all go back and forth, name a movie, each one to win stumbles.
There we go. That's
definitely
like
kind of cool.
Too.
Which is kind of cool. A different version of Dali 2.0, if you will. But yes, we'll do stuff like that. So I'm going to have some fun with these kind of shows
looks
and get
like
that.
Dali's
so
Dali's going to disappear in the
Dali stays on the show there.
Dali's going to disappear in the fourth floor. Oh, look, it got
in all fairness, George, this is his first time. I get it. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Spotlight is on.
You know, it's not easy to beat Mr. Top 10, dude. This is, you know, this is what he does, dude.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean? So he should have gone with 5 movies and let him guess.
There you go. Anyway, maybe.
That was my
strategy. Exactly.
Monuments.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got a million.
There's a lot there. That wasn't easy. George Clooney was one you could have gotten. At least 10.
George Clooney is very easy. He's
It was just a few of those that are like, you know, like I'm telling you, like Siriana or Up in the Air, you know, like that. You know what movie he's in, but it's like, you know, the title, you know, like with the
American,
like brief,
the
you know, like
American.
Aguasi.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, he's in this movie, but what's the title? Oh.
Ah, George. All right. Well, at least now we know who it is. So next time you're more prepared to do that. So
yeah.
That. So
we'll brush up on the movies.
We'll do it every so often and all that. So that'll be a good twist to the show. Something a little bit different. Just have a good time.
Give him John Malkovich, right?
Oh my God, I would have done one. No, like 6 or 7.
I can do
6 or 7.
You know? Solid 10.
You can do 10. Dali.
10. John.
Let's go. 30 seconds.
Okay, red go 1, ahead. Red 2, easy. Being John Malkovich. Okay.
The pressure's on,
The pressure's on, huh?
All of a sudden, not too easy.
Hold on.
You got 3 so far.
I'm going. I'm done.
Wow.
Talking shit. All right, how about I take over Transformers 3?
Being John Malkovich.
Con Air.
Being John Malkovich.
Rounders. Rounders, another one. Dangerous Liaisons. Yeah.
He even did.
Come on, Mike.
The one with
the best in the business with my girls and George. So here you go.
The man in the iron mask.
Oh, and now George, you want to play it now? Monday morning quarterback over here. But anyway, we'll do that from time to time, and I hope you guys enjoy that. But let's get into a TV talk, and obviously, you start with The Walking Dead. Obviously, I've said it before. I'm not a fan of the show.
Oh,
and
I mentioned the 100 years. We forgot about that one. 100 years. The one that's going to take you 100 years to watch it. Yeah, the John Malkovich movie. Remember? The one, you know,
I forgot. Left Field Productions has to pay us. Okay. So good. Right. Yes, George. Right. Thank you. But anyway, as we segue back into The Walking Dead from
Can I tell everybody how much I love soy sauce?
No, you haven't, but thanks.
So, soy sauce, The Awakening. So The Walking Dead. Here you go. I'm not a huge fan of the show. I haven't really seen the show since season 3. Lopez is you're a fan of the show. You watch it consistently. Mike, I know you stopped watching it as well.
I keep on it.
George, you watch it.
Yeah, I watch it
every week. Okay, so the reason I got back into it because I knew we were going to talk about it on the show. It's a big show and it's worth you talking about. And I was curious to see. Last year we had the cliffhanger, which was ridiculous, but whatever. About who was going to get killed by Negan, the new character. So I just had to know. Whatever, because it wouldn't have spoiled either way if I hadn't watched it. But anyway, so. We'll go in the room, first of all, before anything else. Just as far as this particular episode, Lopez, you probably think you're the biggest fan of the show here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
What did you think about the episode?
It was intense. I didn't think it was a good payoff to the cliffhanger, personally.
As far as
who died, who got killed.
Okay.
This is a spoiler, right?
I'm sorry, guys. Spoiler alert for any show we're talking today, spoiler. So if you haven't seen it, come back to us next week.
Yes. So... I'm a fan of the comic also, and the comic is way advanced than the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it wasn't too much of a surprise.
Okay.
Except for the second character that was killed off, or the first one.
The first, okay.
Who's Abraham.
Abraham,
yeah. Who's the character. So I thought it was very intense. I love Negan. I think he's a fantastic evil character, just sarcastic. And the way he carries off is just, I enjoy watching not only the character, but also the actor. I think he's fantastic.
He's really good, yes.
So to me, it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was, you know, the payoff of like who got killed was not, once again, was not
huge. Was it more because you expected it?
Because I expect
okay,
it. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Because you know, the con, no, Glenn, everyone, what people talked about, he was the one
right.
that died.
And, Glenn was okay. the one that died. Right.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. George, what about your initial thoughts about the episode?
I mean, I was a little surprised, maybe. Like I said, I don't follow the comics. So, okay. You know, like sometimes I don't want to know, like I guess.
Sure.
You know? And, Glenn, yeah, when he died the first time and then they kind of like miraculously brought him back. You know, because the fans were complaining and crying.
I don't think he would die in that
one.
He
didn't die.
Which we'll get into. I have a theory about that.
Yeah, he didn't die, but, you know, like, when everybody thought that he had died, right. People went, oh, no, not Glenn, whatever. And then they kind of miraculously did something to bring him back. So I was like, whatever. But, yeah, it was impactful in the way I thought they killed two leaders. So they kind of weakened, you know, Rick's team a lot by killing those two people. Because, you know, you saw the evolution that those characters had made. I mean, Glenn was a pizza delivery boy, you know, before.
Oh, from the first episode, right?
From the first season, yeah. So he knew the city and he knew kind of everything, you know, and then, you know, into what he became, you know, so the arc that he had. So, I mean, and by Negan killing him weakened him a lot.
The one thing I want to say about this is that this episode was all about breaking Rick. It was nothing about killing other people. I mean,
yes,
I agree. Well, yeah,
personally,
I think,
I feel like I would have preferred Daryl to be killed instead of Glenn, because I think Daryl actually caused Glenn to be killed. In my
true,
opinion.
He did.
But
oh, he did.
yeah, he did.
You know, that would have been me. I don't like the Daryl character. I think the Daryl character is stupid. Is like he's like. Michael Myers, you know what I'm saying? Nothing ever happens to him. And I just think that, I don't know. It's, like I said, I would have...
Yeah,
did you like the episode overall?
I did.
You did? Okay.
But again, like I was saying to you before in our pre-production meeting, I feel like there was a lot of... I don't know. I was bummed out because I felt like you don't kill somebody and then kill them again. That bothered me.
Yeah. I agree, and I'll touch on that.
It's a bad story writing.
It is, because with Glenn, and I'll compare it to well, football fans here, right? So let's say you're watching the game. You know, your team is winning, and then it's like 5 seconds left. The other team does a Hail Mary, goes in the end zone, and guy drops it. Yeah, you won. You're excited. And all of a sudden, it's a flag on the play. So they replay it, and the flag on the defense. So they get another chance, and they miss again. But the second time, you're like, oh, good. Whew. You don't have the same reaction. Only if you lose, damn, we lost. Oh, we got no chance. We lost. Okay whatever. Well, with Glenn dying, same thing. Everybody got elated or got the emotional impact with him dying. All of a sudden, it happens again. Like, okay, that.
No, I can compare it to the Arizona Cardinals.
And that's such a bad.
Okay, I can compare it to that ridiculous bad game with the Arizona Cardinals and the Seahawks. You know, with the field goal.
Right.
At overtime. If the guy makes it, we win. You know, he missed. Hit the upright. Oh, he missed. You know, like with the coach saying, "Oh, this, it was not a high school. This, we're not a high school team.
But
we're
not, paid to." Yeah, but that's more with the swerve. That's more the impact. But as far as the impact of his actual death, I don't think it was as there because people experienced it last season and hit the third shoot again. It's like,
felt like it was a bad story writing.
It is, and I'll say this: I like the episode. I did. I'll admit to it. I'm not a fan of the show, but it made me think. Okay, this is why I hate this show, because narratively speaking, it's poorly told. This would have been a great finale. For last year, this is the way the show should have ended last season. Don't get this. Don't tease us, bullshit. Keep us dangling on the string.
If they did that last year. They should have taken the dumpster.
Of course not. You erased that. Of course, you erased that and put this as your ending. And then everyone's like, "Oh my god, what now?" And then you would have been like, "That impact lasts you for 6 months as opposed to 1 week only." Mm-hmm. That would have made something. You got a new character in there, and his guy means business.
So I felt like,
you know, and then I think they dropped the ball. And that's a gimmick. The whole year or 6 months, whatever. It's a gimmick.
Everything else about the episode was good.
Yeah, and then
Breaking Rick was great.
That part was cool. It was like a dog. So you train a dog.
That scene with the arm.
Oh yeah,
that was intense.
Yeah, that was actually, absolutely.
I would have preferred that they killed Carl, but they're not going to kill a kid.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, isn't Daryl, you know, a made up character anyway?
He's not part of the comic book, right? Daryl,
right?
He was at some point, wasn't he? Am I wrong?
No, he's never part of.
He was never part of the comic book. Yeah, Daryl is a made-up character.
His brother were never in the comic.
Yeah, so then.
But people love Daryl. There's no way they're killing him.
But that's what I'm saying. If you kill him, the rage would have been more than just with Glenn.
Right.
I think it would have been an impact.
Would have made
a bigger impact. I thought
it would have been.
Yeah.
It would have been very impactful, and
I mean, he's the one that struck him.
They're worried about their 14 to 35. Female demographic is what they're really worried about.
Well, let's say
I don't think there's not many men that walk around going, hey, I'm a great big fan of Daryl.
Yeah, like that. But not like that.
Yeah, but okay, so let's
not
say
in that sense, but
let's say, I mean, he did strike him, right?
No, you're right.
Daryl did strike Negan, right? So if you wanted to prove me, you're like, oh, I'll let you do the first one, but not the second one. So you would have gone, boom, and kill him. Yeah, you know, you struck me. It's like a revenge kill. I'm going to kill you.
No, but I think it's better from Negan's point of view, for Negan's character. And I do love the character, absolutely. Him killing Glenn's worse because now he had to live with that.
True.
Because then Daryl's going to be like, whoops, because of what I did.
Well,
Glenn died.
I'm not sure
that's going to focus on the show, I would assume, going forward.
No, when they did that Dead Talk, whatever the thing that the show
I don't
after,
watch that, yeah.
Talking Dead.
Talking Dead thing.
I hate Chris
Hardwick. I hate him too. But he was saying something about, that they had Negan on, you know, the actor who plays Negan. And he was like, because everybody was like, oh, they cheered him. But at the end, he was like, you guys have to remember, Daryl is the one to blame for Glenn's death. And they were like, whoa. thanks, guys.
Which is true. again, the whole thing, you're right, Mike, with the whole thing with, to me, it was like training a dog and just fetch this and fetch that. He broke him down, which is cool. When Rick was like, devastated at the end of the show, which I think would have been such a huge impact end of last season.
Full of tears and snot.
Yeah, was sniffing around. It was like, yeah, I mean, they broke everyone there. Like, we've never seen the show before, exactly. Which is cool. I like that part of it. I hate they took way too long to get to the damn deaths. They teased us for 6 months and then they show every character. Dude, just get on with it. It's just gimmicky.
I think it was like a half an hour. I think it was half an hour before they even put
that's
the scene.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a half an hour of the show.
This is what the show does, man. It's more interested in shocking you instead of giving us a good story which flows cohesively and something you can follow through.
Well, I think that's part of the problem with this show for the last three seasons. Three seasons solid. The story writing has not been good.
No, it's bad. I think the show.
I just think it hasn't been good.
Because the thing is, we talked about the pre-production where you got off on such a high note this season, right? It's just one of the best episodes I think they've ever had. I don't think that's not hyperbole.
Exactly.
Now what happens is that next week, everyone's expecting to follow that and we're going to get crap. It's going to be going slow in the next 3 or 4. Like, this is what Walking Dead does. They tease you with a great episode and then 4 or 5 bad ones and the show sucks. Oh, wait, it's a great show again. Exactly. We're back on the wagon.
That's how it's
gimmicky. Yeah. It's
very Dolphin-like season.
Yeah, you know what? It's like dating,
sorry, Mike. You're gonna kill me.
That's different. No, but the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's gonna kill me.
The Dolphins are gonna be bad.
I'm a realist about the Dolphins.
Exactly.
I don't get that angry about selfish crap.
No. But then Walking Dead is like dating a super hot chick with no brains. She looks great, and everybody, you have her on her arm. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, look what you're dating!" And the sex is great and all this. But after a while, you need something else besides that. And when you get bored, like get bored of the show, she throws on this hot dress. Oh, you're back on board. She's, "Oh my god!" And you get bored again. It's Walking Dead, the same thing. Walking Dead puts on the hot dress, and when you go out at night, everybody falls for the trick. Oh, look how hot she is. But she's empty. The show is shallow. It's boring at times. And that's exactly what the show is. And I get people like it. I understand that. But just the fascination, why it's so popular. Yeah, I think it's even more popular than Game of Thrones. I may be wrong in that. Ratings-wise, I don't know. I got to look at the ratings, but I know it's
maybe it is because it's on broadcast.
Right. It may be on par.
People watch it because it's on broadcast.
Maybe. But, I mean, that show is nowhere near Game of Thrones as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not even close. It's the same ballpark. But people treat it like it's gold. Like, and this is a great episode. I'm wrong. But, again, 2 weeks from now, what we're going to be saying, this show is slow. I'm like, going to talk about Carol next week and focus on her story.
We'll see.
And hope it doesn't drag this out. This should be a one-season arc with Negan. I think that when I messed up with the governor is that they waited a whole season and a half to finally get rid of him.
Exactly.
He should have given that ending. It took too long. And I don't want this to drop. Here we go again.
Okay, so
he's a great character.
Let me just throw this out here to everybody, each one of your fans. What character would you have preferred that they didn't kill?
That they
didn't kill?
and from that from the beginning until now.
That's easy.
Oh,
okay, so
that's easy. Yeah, I know.
Let's hear it.
Yeah,
for me, it's got to be the bad cop.
Shane.
Shane.
No, yeah, that, Shane. Yeah,
without question, who's the best part of the show? Best part of the show. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. You guys are going to disagree with me on.
Please don't say the old guy.
I think Herschel was great.
Fantastic.
I loved Herschel on the show. I thought he was a great actor. Mm-hmm. He's good in Bosch too, by the way, or was good in Bosch season one too. But the guy is—he's a great actor.
No, I agree.
He was a fun character to have on the show. Mm-hmm. It was good because he wasn't a physical guy, so he kind of gave some more.
I think it was more the humanity of the show. Right. I think the show is lost.
I didn't like the other guy with the Winnebago. What was his name?
Oh, the old guy. I hate that guy. He was annoying. He was just annoying. What's his name? I forget. I don't know. Exactly. The old guy. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But
the one that was with Carol. And
right.
Yeah.
He went out
on the farm. He was on the farm.
Carl is to blame for his death. Carl couldn't kill the first. That was his first zombie kill that he didn't kill. And then because he didn't kill him, the zombie came back and actually killed that dude.
So Carl should have died. But either way.
You know, like that was like, oh, and then he realized, oh, maybe, you know, I should have done this. And then that's why the old guy died.
Yeah. But that's the thing I like about Shane. That Shane's the guy who Rick became or even like Negan is to an extreme.
Yeah, but see.
Was that no nonsense? This is the way it's got to be. And because Rick was, I don't know, it's nice. This all whole hands. Shane was the one, this is what we should be doing and not trusting anybody.
But what would have happened if he's still alive? I mean, would it be the same, the show the same it is right now? I mean, it would have taken a different
show. But the thing with the show, it kills off, like Herschel, another great character. And the show is so bent on giving you the shock values as opposed to telling a story. It gets rid of these characters who are good and can progress the story,
you
know?
He loses his leg, right? He loses his leg.
Yeah.
He waddles around on the leg without a leg for like a half a season.
And in the prison.
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's what to me, it's like, why cut off his leg if you're going to kill the guy? It doesn't make any sense.
No, exactly. And that's something that the show is more concerned about giving you something shocking and it's cool as opposed to giving you a good narrative, a good storytelling. And people like it. I like them at first. Oh, zombies is great. You know, who doesn't like zombies? But after a while, you want more. You want some meat and you get nothing. You get, okay, he dies. Okay, who's going to die next? And the thing is, they're never going to kill Rick. They're not going to kill Carl. They're not going to kill Daryl.
It's you know,
so everyone else is expendable. So,
Dale was the old
Dale.
There they go. Dali. Honey, who's keen in him? No. But that's the problem I get for me. The show has been like that. I get it's entertaining. I get what people like. At least I'm not like people are idiots. I get it. But it's too much hype. But moving forward, I mean, who... Lopez, I'll ask you because you read the comic and all that. I don't care about being spoiled because I'll keep watching the show for the sake of this show.
Sure.
Who's going down next?
Who's
in the comic, who's the next big character that eats it? And would it happen on this show?
Well, no,
but there's people that are still on the show that are dead in the comics. So.
Well, I know, comics wise, that we know for sure are going down. Like Glenn, for example, we knew he was dying.
Right. Well, we're going to be introduced to Ezekiel, who's this guy with the tigers. I don't know if you.
I saw the tigers in the trailers.
Trailers. Yeah. Okay. So now you're going to meet Ezekiel, who's the leader of one of the major groups.
Is he with or against Negan?
Well, you're not sure at first. You don't know if he's good or bad because he's tigers and he's kind of menacing and he's, you know. Then you got Jesus, right? Jesus.
Yeah, they introduced him already.
Right. They did. But he's a major character moving forward.
Okay.
Well, if it follows anywhere.
Not Jesus.
Jesus.
They're confused.
Jesus.
It's the American version.
So you got these major characters and you're if they follow anything like the comic book, now you're going to see some of these characters merge in order to fight Negan.
I assume after.
Because he's too powerful.
I'm sure that's what they're going to do in the show. They're going to raise him out to regroup and...
Right.
Well, they have to do something like that because he's on the hilt side, isn't he? Like and then he can see everything that's coming to him or whatever. So
I don't know.
Yeah. So now you got these factions. Now you got these, you know, and then what's your face? Glenn's wife.
Maggie.
She's important. She's an important character moving forward.
Was she pregnant in the comic?
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yes.
Okay.
But she now moves on in the comic book and she becomes the leader of one of the groups.
Okay.
Because she gets so strong.
Okay. She was getting there, wasn't she? Okay. That's what I figured.
But as far as answering your question, when it introduces Ezekiel, you're going to like him. You're going to enjoy his character. Okay. Well, he eventually then will.
Oh, he dies?
He got killed.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But is Negan still alive in the comics?
Yes, he is, and he's even more fantastic. Man, I don't.
But I would assume they're gonna. This storyline should end this season. That's the way I look at it anyway. Do you think it's going to? Like, do you think this is Negan's one season and that's it? Or are we going to see this guy drag out?
He should continue. He should drag out. Yes. Because he's still, not dying. He's still in the comic book.
Negan is the Satan to Rick's Jesus.
Yes.
That's really what it is.
Is that good for this kind of show?
I don't know.
Because you want, because you got Negan who's built up, who's a great villain. You want to see him die. Right, you know?
So can Negan replace Shane? Because, I mean, you kill Shane.
No, that's not. It's not.
And then,
it's different character. It's not.
Listen, I don't want to spoil it too much, but Negan becomes the character you love to hate. Or you hate to love. How's
right,
it
hate to love.
You in this case, hate to love. You eventually love him.
He becomes Ramsay Bolton.
You eventually love
him. Fair enough. Okay. Right, he's that good.
Yes.
No, he's
that good.
Ramsay Bolton, by the time Ramsay Bolton died, I was, totally a Ramsay Bolton mark.
No, I like Ranji. No, yeah. He's the same kind of character. He's like, he's a just despicable, but okay.
Right.
You like him.
Rick needs Negan. I'll just leave it at that. Rick needs Negan at the end.
Well, I'm curious. I'm hoping the show picks up and it does well. I really do. I always root for a good show because it's something for me to watch. But believe it when I see it. I'll put it to that way. I'm skeptical for now. Okay. So let's see. But I did get off to a good start. Yes. So we'll talk about Walking Dead. We can bring your boy in here. We'll talk about that next episode and all that. But let's change gears. Let's move over to Netflix. George, you finished watching it. Mike, you finished watching it. Lopez, you haven't seen it. And again, this is a spoiler, so Lopez is screwed. Right. Lopez, man, I didn't get around to watching the show, so whatever. Overall, we'll start with George as far as your thoughts on what you saw. You finished the whole thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What did you think about
it? Yeah, no lies over here. I saw the whole thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you got a question here.
I got a question. Moral integrity. But I actually enjoyed I thought Luke Cage was a cool show, all the way through. Do you want me to go full spoiler?
Yeah. Just brief thoughts. We'll get into spoilers in a second. Just overall, just what you thought the impressions were and all that.
Just how they basically used Rosario Dawson with everybody as the whole thing. I enjoyed the soundtrack. I enjoyed his performance and, the actor who did Luke Cage. And just overall, the
Mike
show.
Mike Coulter, by the way.
Mike Coulter, Mike Coulter. I enjoyed his, portrayal of Luke Cage, which he actually, the only thing I did not like is some of the time frame. Like, if you look at it, because, some people don't know if it's before, Daredevil or if it's Jessica Jones.
They actually did talk about it in the beginning.
Some people think it's after,
It's after, because they reference him getting shot by Jessica Jones and all that, and his ex-girlfriend, whatever. But it's after Jessica Jones.
After. So then when he goes back to Harlem and all that, and then they never mentioned the bar.
And even Rosario Dawson mentioned the whole thing about the ninjas and the hospital and all that, which was season 2 of Daredevil. So it's all after that. So they touch on that.
Yeah, obviously, I saw it. All at once, so you kind of miss out on a couple things here and there. But they never mentioned the bar that he has in Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. They never mentioned that. So, but overall, I enjoyed the show. I thought it was very, very good for Netflix.
Mike, what about you, man?
I thought it was fantastic. There are some things I don't like about it, and I'll go into those later. But I really felt like the story was excellent. The music soundtrack was excellent. I felt like Mike Coulter did a great job. I like Rosario Dawson's role as a night nurse. I enjoyed the guy from Pulp Fiction being one of the detectives. I think his name was Scarf in the
Scarf.
Show.
Yeah. The Kahuna Burger.
What?
Say what one more time.
Say what again.
I double dare.
Say what again.
Whenever I see him, I always think of that. I can't help it. That's an iconic scene in American movies.
They speak English in what?
That's big Kahuna Burger. Anyway, I felt like it was a really great show. There were some things I didn't agree with that happened in the storyline. Not my,
I think we're going to see eye on that. Yeah, I got a feeling.
I thought for the most part it was really great and a lot of fun, and actually was very. I felt like it was very. It really explained politics in the black community, which I thought was really kind of a nice
they actually like a nod, and
nobody was pulling any punches about it on both sides. So
and I enjoyed that, the fact that they used some of the stuff that's going on now,
very topical.
Mm-hmm. You know, about what happened, you know, with now with the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. You
exactly,
know?
But
and my, I enjoyed.
I
that.
Think more yeah. that they showed. That some of the old school black politicians are pretty corrupt and things like that. I felt like it was a. I'm not saying everybody is, but I'm saying that in these areas that sometimes people just kind of, you know, have somebody carrying a banner for them and they don't and they don't necessarily care whether they're corrupt or not.
And I think that's where it went different, you know, like the from the other
right. And I felt mm-hmm. like it was told. From a black point of view, which I thought was very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And which we don't get very often. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, you have some guy, you know, Mike Rowe is writing, you know, black lines for black folk, and I don't think that's right because I don't have their voice.
Yeah, you don't have the vernacular. Right. You don't know how they speak. You know, I mean, you might.
So I felt like it was pretty good, and I think I'd like to get feedback from some of my African-American friends. I haven't spoken to anybody about it, but... I'll bet they like it as much as I like it.
I did too. Overall, it was a really good show.
There were some things I didn't like.
A couple, but I agree with you. It wasn't a perfect show. I think it was a little better than Jessica Jones. Not quite as good as Daredevil.
I like Jessica Jones. I thought the first season of Daredevil was better than all the rest.
I mean,
I think season two Daredevil was the best one. I think for me personally.
I don't know how I felt about that female police officer. You know, Misty.
I liked her.
Misty Jones.
I liked
Misty Knight.
She was good.
The fact that when they brought her out to the basketball court. She goes, oh, look, my initials are on that card
right cool.
there.
No, it was good. Yeah. Like I said, the show, the music, the soundtrack is fantastic.
Yeah, the tone of the music is awesome. Yeah. Have nothing to do with Misty Knight, Scarf, Mike Coulter, Pops, any
Pops.
Of the stuff that I like.
Yeah, Pops.
Always forward.
Right.
Always
no,
forward.
I like that stuff.
It was good setup with Pops.
With the show. Had to do with them killing Cottonmouth.
Thank you.
I thought was a
yes.
Great character.
Thank you.
And Diamondback was weak.
Oh my God. Thank you. I read a lot of reviews that they think Diamondback's a really good villain. I didn't dislike Diamondback, but he's a little over the top.
No, I thought it was silly. I thought it was
borderline. Yeah. But the Cottonmouth was great.
The guy that played Cottonmouth villain.
House of Cards, Remy.
When he died. The show kind of lost a little bit.
I'm shocked. They could have killed him later,
also,
like towards the end. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I didn't think Alfred Woodard was that good either. I just felt like she wasn't Black Mariah's what her
she was okay.
in the
yeah,
comic.
She's okay. She's okay.
I didn't like it.
Even,
she's okay. But you're right. When he died, the show kind of changed gears for him a little bit. I think it was episode 7 or 8. So still a while back. They introduced Diamondback, which I thought they could have waited until next season.
True.
He could have been the guy behind the scenes, is what they alluded to the whole show.
I thought Shades was pretty good.
Shades, of course, Juice from Sansa Monarchy. Yeah, he was actually pretty good. Yeah, I liked him a lot. But it could have been him and Cottonmouth, and I would have been fine with that.
They elaborate into the Mama Mabel character because they kind of went into it like very, like,
I'm fine with that.
Lightly.
A little bit.
That's good.
You know, like, I mean,
they could have given us more on that, but again, but instead of kill Cottonmouth, what was the point?
True.
Ultimately.
Well,
but you're right.
Cottonmouth was dead.
Because he was a really good villain. It was one thing that shows that these shows have done well. They're giving us Kingpin, Kilgrave, and Cottonmouth, great villains. We don't see in the Marvel movies good villains. These guys are good background, layered villains. And the Cottonmouth is right up there. And it sucks to kill them. I didn't like that they killed him. I was like, man.
Well, I didn't like that they killed him in Jessica Jones. I didn't like that they killed Kilgrave.
But he died at the end of the show.
Right.
So it closed the loop. Here, the whole thing was in the middle of the show, the conflict. And then he gets killed off. And all of a sudden, here comes Diamondback. A little silly, a little over the top.
Yeah,
the motivation's a little bit there.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I didn't really like that.
But
the show kind of lost it a little bit for me.
A little bit.
I liked it, but
tone wise, it was, you're right, and it's very socially relevant. Talked about our issues with the black communities and what's going on in Harlem. It's great. There are all ties to the old school, how things were back in the day, which is nice. Music, of course, Pops is great. The only other issue
was
the fighting. With some of the choreography was a little subpar.
Like, especially
when he's fighting. It's just,
I don't think it was him. I think it was more
just the direction, to be honest with you.
Just, right. I just think that it wasn't shot.
Yeah,
well,
a lot of the fight scenes is they didn't look awkward.
Yeah,
they didn't.
His fighting with Diamondback was really bad.
It was really weird. Yeah. Like, and then you got Luke Cage, who's, you know, obviously indestructible. But you know, part of the editing, the way it was shot, just some of the moves, some of the things that his abilities weren't exploited. I thought that it could have been. He should have been a badass. And there's one scene in particular which kind of didn't make sense. A cool scene though, when he goes into Cottonmouth has his little lair, I guess, whatever you want to call it, and he houses a lot of the money. He
goes
to the fortress to take all the money out. So he would go breaks in and kicks anyone's ass because he can't shoot, can't do anything, whatever. Steal the money and gets out. The problem is at the beginning of that scene, he goes to this car that's there, rips out the door, and uses a shield to go in there.
Right.
To go. I'm like, yeah, what do you need a shield for? You're indestructible. You're bulletproof. And like, so that's kind of weird. I was like, and he did cool things to the door, but like, he's holding up like a shield. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's like Superman doing that. You're like, it's unnecessary. There's no need.
I mean, he probably thought that they might have had like heavier thing. Like, remember the guy with the bullet that exploded?
Yeah, but that was a special bullet.
That was a special bullet.
And that was introduced later on.
Yeah, but he didn't even know there was more artillery somewhere like that.
It was kind of, I'm not saying it was the worst thing of all time. It was just kind of stretching.
Yeah, because they made some more heavy bullet can like blow up internally.
Yeah, the fighting could have been cooler. You have someone who's such a badass. But whatever. The focus of the show is more on the character itself, and they did a really good job. The setup when they killed Pops, his motivation was perfectly executed. It only took two episodes to really, like, okay, now I'm Luke Cage, let's do this. That great scene when he punches the guy.
His
first action scene, finally decides to, I'm Luke Cage, I'm going to do something about, the kill his father figure, I guess. And he's in some little Chinese restaurant, and this guy's bullying the owner. And he's like, all right, I got this. And then one of the guys, like, he's like, let's go. And then one of the guys tries to punch him, and they slow it down. It's really cool. And they hit his cheek, and they see his thing come off, and his bone break.
Ooh.
Because he can't, it's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Really cool scene. That was cool, but you didn't get enough of that.
Right.
Yeah.
He had more of that kind of action.
Yeah, like the guy says, you don't know what I'm famous for. Like, because knockout. Right. Like, the guy's name was knockout. So he's like, come on, let's go. Let's go. So he goes over there and hit him in the jaw, and they slow it down. And then it's
And he fucks everyone up. And that was a cool scene, but it didn't reach that level ever again. But whatever.
Yeah, it peaked early.
That was a small thing. Don't get me wrong. The show overall was still good, and it set up great for next seasons or whatever the case is coming up.
Season 2?
There will be eventually. There's gonna be.
Getting a lot of views.
Yeah. Okay. It was cool. Method Man was in, which was really cool. Playing himself was kind of cool. And he had a nice little cool freestyle rap in there and all that. I guess the music was really good. It wasn't just all rap, hip hop music,
right.
Old school R&B and all that. The music in the club really good, and they used the music to kind of tell us parts of the story. A lot of jazz.
Yeah, they had jazz. They had Curtis Mayfield, the 70s feel, the vibe.
That in the club.
It wasn't a 70s show.
No, it was current times, but they had that vibe.
Had his old school,
kind of like a Shaft kind of vibe.
When he had the yellow t-shirt with the jeans or whatever.
It was like a nod.
Yeah, and they were like, I can never see myself with this.
Yeah, exactly. But overall, it was really good. I mean, I watch it. If you get a chance, it's definitely worth watching. It's really cool. It's good stuff in there.
Because obviously. Story from the comic book, so.
All right, yeah. I mean, the story is nothing out of this world. Right. As far as his origin story, we should do his origin story, whatever. But the vibe of the show, the tone was really cool. It's different than we've seen. It's different from Daredevil, different from Jessica Jones, which was cool. It was still dark in the same kind of street level action, which we've seen, but different tone, different vibe as far as that goes. It's really cool. It's different. It wasn't like Jessica Jones Part 2 or Daredevil Part.
Right.
Something different. It still can blend in. Yeah, it still blends in with the other shows and all that.
Is there any Avengers in here at all?
No, that's usually the mention of them.
The Green Guy.
They always do that. They don't really mention any names.
The only one they mention is Iron Man because they own the entity. Yeah, they always mention Iron Man or Tony Stark. But the other ones after that, they call him the Green Guy, the guy with the hammer, the incident in New York.
They allude to these things that happen in New York, but they don't really. Cool. Which is good, though. But I think this show is better served that way. And I think, just to piggyback off this, I think they talked to Kevin Feige, who's not the producer of the Marvel movies, and then they ask him, are they going to combine these characters with the MCU and the Infinity Wars, whatever? And he's like, he's not sure. He doesn't. I really hope they don't.
Yeah, I don't think
They don't fit. It's just Marvel's colorful, it's happy, it's safe. These shows are dark. Again, street level. We're talking about these guys don't fight, Thanos. They fight the thugs in the street or gangsters. This is what they do.
Right.
Daredevil is not Iron Man. I love Daredevil, but he's not the same level. And Thor is a god for crying. The whole thing just doesn't match. And the tone does not match at all.
Yeah, even
you can make quick cameos in the movies and show them like something's going on in New York, and then you see him looking up. Oh my god, fine, but. I don't want to see him. Mix them up. It's a separate entity.
Yeah, or even if they show, Luke Cage did something like in the TV, like in the back somewhere.
They could make something like that, quick nod that they exist and that they all aware of each other. But that's it, you know?
Does it sound like they'll go new Avengers style with these? Like they create their new Avengers?
Well, they're doing the Defenders. They got Iron Fist coming out next season. And they quick little tease in the end. There's Rosario Dawson, who sees a flyer of Learn How to Fight.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows her number. She pulled it off, you know, and that's a tease. So Iron Fist, that's his dojo and whatever. So right. that they're going to tie her into the show. She's like the glue to all the shows.
Yeah,
the
show. Yeah. Cool. And I was yeah. glad that they
did. Because she mentions the team and alludes to... They don't say Daredevil by name, but like when Luke Cage is getting arrested or something, yeah, she's like, hey, I know a good lawyer. Yeah,
I know a good lawyer. Mike Murdock, you know. I was like,
so, you know, she said a couple of times. She made a point to mention a couple of times. So you can tell she's going to be the one that's going to bring everybody together, and, which is cool.
But that's kind of what I wanted. I kind of wanted Matt Murdock to show up.
They do. I think that they're going to. They don't want to blow the water too early. I think they're doing it the right way. Do it slow. It's like Marvel did. Give us one movie, maybe not two of them, and then bring them together. And I think we see Iron Fist next year. March, and then we'll see Defenders at the end of the year, like this time of year. Right. And it could really pay off big, and that's really good. And all the same kind of tone, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm kind of curious to see who they fight, or maybe Kingpin comes back. He's not dead yet, you know. He might be the one, I guess, to fight against. Yeah, but it's really well done. So really, really good. Yeah, really executed well. But what are they? Who, Mike, you watch anything else besides those? I know.
I'm watching a lot of documentaries right now. I have stuff I need to watch. I want to see Goliath still on Amazon Prime. It looks good.
They got good ratings early, the first the pilot. Yeah.
Amazon Prime also put up Legion of Superheroes cartoon, which I, you know, you guys probably aren't interested in, but it's pretty good. I want to rewatch it. I haven't seen it in probably 10 years.
The documentaries you saw, that was a couple of good ones. There's
the Amanda Knox one.
Really good.
The Woody Allen one is excellent.
Didn't see that one.
I hate Woody Allen. I think he's a douche, but it's a great
documentary. Did you see Audrey and Brittany? Was that someone that were?
No, I didn't see
that. Was really good. It's a hard watch, especially you guys are fathers of girls, so it's a difficult watch. It's about rape and the girls and what happened. Social media had turned against them. Really well done. It's really good at documentaries. Just difficult watch, but it's pretty good. I recommend it if you can, you know, sit through that, you know, given your situations. 13, I know you mentioned it. 13 was really good. I liked it a lot. I think you didn't like it, did you?
I started it and I said
no. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It's really not my thing. I don't want to see...
No, I know, but that's one I recommend a lot, about the 13th Amendment or whatever. It's really good. Yeah, really, really good. George, anything you're watching besides Once Upon a Time? Is that back on? I don't know, 6, 7?
Yeah.
Aladdin's on it now.
Aladdin's on it. Yeah, they're doing Nemo.
Killing me.
Yeah, Captain Nemo is like the next one this week, I think.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Tasmanian Devil, is he going to show too? You know, just blah, blah, blah. No,
you know, it's funny. I haven't seen the last four. I haven't seen the last four episodes. I had them on the DVR and I might binge Aipero. They're getting into
I like he says he might binge you're going to binge. Don't even play like it. I'm going
to
watch it.
I will say this. I had to stop watching Gotham because it was so freaking bad. So I've written Gotham off of my watching.
Yeah, see, because I mean, like I said, I was watching.
I'm watching Star Wars Rebels too.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I was watching that show, and then after a while, I don't know. It's kind of like tales that are not untold, whatever, that everybody wants some tale that's not untold. I don't know. That's where they're going into. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, so the fifth year, finally after Wagon. Lopez, what about you?
You jumped off on The Walking Dead, you know, to get back on. So.
For the purpose of this show, but go ahead.
I might be late to the game, but I finished Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before. But yeah, what'd you think, man?
It's fantastic. Yeah, right? Fantastic. Great 80s, great homage to the 80s.
Yes.
E.T. / those Goonies. Sci-fi Goonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so much fun. It was great.
What you thought of the ending? Because we had discussions here about the ending.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it leaves it open for another season. And then apparently, you know, obviously it's been
great. Oh, no, yeah.
Season 2 and 3, I think? Or just season 2? Really? No, just season 2. Oh, okay. Just season 2.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that season as well.
I am too. I mean, I wish it would have been a different story, but I get it. As long as it's good, I'm all for it. But the kids are great. The kids are fantastic.
So much fun.
Yeah.
11 is a great little actress.
Yeah.
She's
really
huge.
Good. Oh, I think she is.
Yeah,
you're right.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see her for years to come. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Did you know that the curly haired kid has a disability?
The toothless kid?
Yeah, he's really got the thing that he said that he had.
Oh, really? He does have that.
He does have it. Yes. Yeah, they made the character. Okay. They put that in the. Okay. They put that on the show because of him.
I didn't know that.
Something with growth or something. No, that he can't really grow.
No, it's not that. No? He doesn't have teeth.
He doesn't have teeth. Okay.
He can't grow teeth?
No, he doesn't have teeth.
Oh, oh, I didn't know. I don't know.
Lost his teeth. Once they casted him, I believe they put that into the character when they found out that he had that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, well, I love him too. Yeah. He was great. I love that kid. Yeah, he's the best kid out of the four kids. I mean, Eleven's.
He was the best character.
He was the best character. Eleven's got the most talent, but yeah, he's just fun.
Just so much fun.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Foul mouth a little bit.
It's great. It's fun. That's awesome. Have you guys seen Black Mirror?
I've seen the first season.
Did you like it?
It's like Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone with dealing with technology.
About that show is that you can just watch it, and the shows aren't connected. So
exactly, I think Lopez, you might enjoy that one. It's very sci-fi.
Right.
I mean, it's Twilight Zone, sci-fi related. It's basically talk about technology and people's visions of it in the future, which is really cool and it's short. It's like four episodes, the first season, two or three. This one's like five or six.
Right. I think it's on the fourth series now.
Third, yeah. It's really cool. It doesn't blow you away like Twilight Zone, but it's really cool. Watch, like, awesome. The concepts are like, oh man, that's
cool.
Yeah, very thought provoking. Right. And, but that's one I definitely recommend to you watching all that. And it's funny, one last tidbit. I saw the first episode, and it has got Bryce Dallas Howard in it. She actually stars in it.
Okay.
So she getting like 35 pounds. She's huge.
Really?
Yeah. Because Jurassic World, she wasn't fat, right?
No, she's running around.
Yeah, she's running around in heels. She's my God. She's just like, but now she's at the beginning, it starts off her jogging in the show. I'm like, oh, who is that? It's like, oh my God. She, dude, 30 pounds at least that she gained.
Muffin top?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Really?
Pretty bad. But either way, it's a cool show. You have to check it out. But anyway, that's all the time we got. Ended off there and all that. Lopez, again, thank you for joining us 2 weeks in a row. We appreciate having you here and unveiling our newest DALL-E game, which I think I like. That came out pretty good.
Good. Anything you want to... I get destroyed.
Mike tanked too in that one. So anything you want to add before we leave?
Yeah, just a quick shout out to the family members. This time I'll name them. Sarah, Alejandro, Anna, and my dog Hershey. So just a quick shout out to them.
Hershey. Mike, what you got, big guy?
I want to say hey to Barbara Floyd, who've been kind enough to let us use our closing theme.
I love that song too. That song just grew on me.
Let everybody know that they're going to be doing a couple of concerts coming up.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to be doing a show on November 8th.
Nice.
Which is the day before Veterans Day. That's going to be at O'Malley's in Fort Lauderdale. They're going to do another show on the 17th, and I don't have the venue, but I'll bring it up in the next week maybe. And they're going to do a show at Churchill's on November 27th. So they're starting a gig, so we're going to have to go to...
Oh, yeah, no, I'll definitely see them.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I like the song, I like it. George, do you have anything?
Just again, thanks for tuning into the show and providing all the feedback for Chewy for tuning in and constant ribbing of my skills.
Skills is a term loosely, DALL-E skills are definitely
I need to improve the DALL-E skills, for sure. But continue to provide our, like you say, our need to go in there and feed our need to go into the movies and provide material for us to talk about it. So
Well, great. Well, everybody, I appreciate you guys again. It's good to be back. It's been a little hiatus, and hopefully we can be consistent and all that. We'll do our best. And please comment always on Facebook, follow us, comment on iTunes, all that. We appreciate your listenership, if you will. And we'll see you guys soon for episode 30. Have a good one.
Just a dream.